The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
The Metropolitan Window Video Screen, KDKRadio.com. Click on KDK Watch. The man to my right, Mark Clark, MediConnect, the inside connection. It is so good to see you. And let me just say this. If you are someone that wants to really be around people and help people and work for a great company that's the best at what they do, MediConnect is someone that you should actually reach out to, right, Mark?
Absolutely. Yep. We're trying to recruit a class of new agents right now. March 31st is when we want people to start. We're looking for five or six new agents to come on. We'll train you. We'll help you understand how to do this. And it's exciting. It's fun. And there's a lot of good potential there, income potential. So, yeah, we're always looking. You call our number today. I'm the one getting resumes right now. So if you want to send me a resume, you can do that. It's an exciting opportunity. We need people that are excited about opportunity and definitely looking for that.
Let me tell you how much of an effect you've had on me. When I would hear the phrase donut hole back in the day,
yeah,
I would always think about my mother because she would make what was in the hole as a separate little treat, okay? And we call them donut holes.
Yeah, sure.
But now I understand what the MediConnect, as in Medicare term, donut hole means. So I've come a long way, and they have educated me along the way. But I can tell you this, every step of the way, the people I know that have dealt with them, they have gotten incredible results, have thanked me through and through. And I'm like, don't thank me, thank MediConnect. And as I said to him before we went on the air, and we got a lot to get to, it's amazing how doing this show week in and week out, talking pretty much about the same thing,
yeah,
I've learned something new every week for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Medicare is complicated. If it wasn't so complicated, I wouldn't have a job. But it's complicated. There's a lot of details, a lot of moving parts. That's why people want to work with us, Rob, because some of this stuff, if you don't know, you don't know, right? And so that's why we're here. We understand how it works. We understand how the pieces of the puzzle come together. We understand the plans that are available in this region. We understand the differences between Medicare Supplement and Medicare Advantage plans. We understand all of that stuff. And so, and you're right. It's a subject that we're always trying to teach people about. I always try to come at it from a different angle. And that's what I'm going to try today, right? Today, I'm going to try to come at our subject matter a little differently. Kipling said it like this: to hear is one thing, to know is another, right? Mm-hmm. And isn't he right? I mean, so often we can hear something, but to really get to know something, it takes time. It takes somebody with skill to teach you. It takes somebody that understands the ins and outs of all of this. And it's very complicated. One of the things I can say is that's one of the parts about what I do that I love is I love educating people. My background in ministry, I was always trying to educate people. I still love educating people. I was in a conversation last night with one of my agents. He's been around for about 2 or 3 years now. And I told him, one of the things I love about what I do now, instead of just being an agent, is I love coaching these agents, and I love seeing this young guy grow. He's growing. He's learning. There's mistakes along the way. We fall down and trip and bump our knees on stuff, but the reality is he's learning and growing. I love watching it. I love seeing the impact of his potential, even on his family, and it's an exciting thing. Today, though, what I want to focus on is the difference between a Medicare supplement plan and a Medicare Advantage plan. It's, often people will use one term, or they'll think everything you get on Medicare is the same exact thing, but it's not. Oftentimes what I find is people call everything, every different kind of coverage you can buy, a supplement. And the truth is supplements only really define one type of product that you can get. there's another type of product called an Advantage Plan, and they work totally different from each other. And today we're going to talk about that. I just want to let you know that you can still get expert advice at $0. I've got a couple really good agents on the line today at 888-818-6334. They'll be answering the phones until noon today. If you have questions about the coverage you have questions about your drug coverage, what people are waking up to in this new year, they're waking up to the realization of the changes that were made to Medicare in this last year. How are they really affecting me? You know, it's really easy in an annual enrollment period for people to kind of ignore the idea. Well, you know, we're on the radio every week saying there's going to be big changes. There's going to be, it's going to affect your drug coverage. It's going to affect your other benefits. And it's easy to ignore it then. But then when the rubber meets the road is the next time in the beginning of the year, the next time you go to the pharmacy, or the next time you try to get your dental, vision, and hearing, or the next time you try to get that food benefit, because there was so many changes that we just realized that it's going to affect you in some way. If you're realizing that today, you're waking up today and you're saying, Mark, I know what you're talking about. I dealt with that this week. Just call 888-818-6334. We're ready to answer those questions for you.
All right, so here is the deal. Open enrollment period is going to be over March 31st, so time is of the essence. And if you want to get in and you want to get that free appointment, and they never charge you for their services, we have live advisors there as we do every Saturday from the start of the show until noon. You can call right now. You're not going to get a menu. You're going to get a real live person. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. So we got a little trivia question for you. We're going to do this date in history, and then he's going to get into this week's topic. But I can't stress enough, it's free, the appointment. They never charge you for their services. You can call right now, 888-818-6334. We've got seminars to get to and all sorts of good stuff. But let's start off with a little This Day in History, Mark.
That's right. This Day in History, February 22nd. In February 22nd, 1933, Malcolm Campbell set the world record, land speed record at 272 miles per hour. Driving what's called his famous Bluebird car at Daytona Beach, Florida. Have you ever gone 272 miles an hour?
My life at times, but not. Listen, do you realize he said 1933?
Yeah, that's it.
And they weren't making the kind of brakes, the drum and disc brakes that we have today.
That's it, yeah.
Think about this.
I'm probably pretty glad that that was a circle track, right?
Wow.
That's fast. February 22nd, 1962, Philadelphia center Wilt Chamberlain sets the NBA record with 34 free throw attempts, and he converted 19. So he's 19 of 34, and the Warriors win 139-121 over the St. Louis Hawks at the Philadelphia Civic Center. That's a long time ago, but that's definitely a lot of free throws. How about February 22nd, 1989? UK physicist Stephen Hawking calls the proposed missile defense system known as Star Wars a deliberate fraud. Wow. Those are strong words from Stephen Hawking, for sure. How about birthdays? Let's do a couple birthdays. Some good birthdays here on February 22nd. February 22nd, 1732, George Washington, our founding father, commander-in-chief of the Continental Army in the War of Independence, and our first president. He was born in Westmoreland, Virginia, on February 22nd, 1732. How about one of my favorite basketball players of all time, February 22nd, 1950, Julius Erving, Dr. J.
I had the poster on my wall.
Oh, yeah.
When he played for the New Jersey Nets.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, I just, when I was a kid, Julius Erving and the Sixers, they were my team, that's for sure. Now, one of the things he impressed me with, one time there was a fight on the NBA court, and Julius Erving walked off the court and sat down and just let them do their thing. I just loved that he
Smart
was like,
man.
Nope, I'm not getting into that. Anyway, and one more birthday, February 22nd, 1975, Drew Barrymore. Boy, I can remember when she was just a little kid.
Listen, I was just thinking about her the other day because I saw her in something and she was actually acting in it. And I went, people have forgotten because she now has such a successful TV show.
Yep.
She's out there helping that great Aetna band at CVS,
yep,
you know, promoting her flower cosmetics. She is an incredibly talented human being.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, just a lot of skill. And, you know, she's done it all her whole life now. And, you know, when we live in an age where a lot of those child actors crash and burn, you got to admire that she has not done that.
And she came from a family of great actors, and some of them did crash and burn. And she had some issues early on, but she's on the other side and just absolutely incredible. And word is she's about ready to star in a new movie, another one,
with
Adam Sandler.
Oh, they always make a great couple, a great pair, right?
All right, listen, we're going to do fact or fiction on the other side, but why don't we do the trivia question now?
Yeah, let's do the trivia question. What famous physicist said that the Star Wars defense system was deliberate fraud?
If you think you know the answer for that $15 Get-Go gas card, call us at 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. If you have any question at all about Medicare coverage during this open enrollment, he'll take your question today as well, too. He's Mark Clark, and the number to dial is 866-391-1020. We'll be back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Oh, we do have a call in the queue. We'll get to that call in just a little bit. So, Rudy in North Hills, just take your time and be patient with us, and we'll get to you in just a moment. And it didn't take that long. We've got a winner. It's Chuck in Pittsburgh. And the winning answer for the trivia is?
Is Stephen Hawking. Yep. Who was the famous physicist that said the Star Wars defense system was deliberate fraud? Stephen Hawking. That's it.
All right, fact or fiction?
Congratulations, Chuck.
What do you got?
All right, fact or fiction, Rob. We're going to do fact or fiction, Pittsburgh. Fact or fiction. Pittsburgh was a Republican Party stronghold until 1932.
And that is a fact.
That is a fact. Yeah, that is a fact. It was a soaring unemployment, the Great Depression, the New Deal programs. It all of that spurred the leaders of the region, and everybody became Democrat at that point, right?
Yeah.
Fact or fiction. During the Prohibition, 1920 to 1933, Pittsburgh was a hotbed for bootlegging and illicit alcohol consumption.
My kind of town.
Fact. Yeah, that's it. It's a fact. Yeah, several factors influenced this. We had a large immigrant population, as you would know, resistance to Prohibition, anti-establishment animosity, you know. Those steel workers are tough people.
They are.
They wanted to have their drinks. So, hey, and fact or fiction, Pittsburgh was also the smoky city because of the tradition of smoking meat at tailgate parties outside of Three Rivers Stadium.
That's not a fact, but it could be.
I can't even hold a straight face on that one. Yes, that's fiction. Pittsburgh was called the smoky city because it was coined that because of the smog, sometimes so thick that the streetlights had to burn during the day. Wow, how about that? Wow, I can't even imagine it. But we have such clear skies now compared to then.
We do.
Yep.
All right, listen, let's take this call.
Yeah.
And we're going to say hi to Rudy in the North Hills. Rudy wants to talk to Mark. So, Rudy, you're on the MediConnect Hour here at KDK. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question. Why are there so large differences between carriers from state to state across the United States? Why can't they just have a standardized type of medicine, not necessarily social medicine, but a standardized medicine? I tell you why. I'm thinking of moving out of the state of Pennsylvania to Hawaii.
Okay.
And the differences, I have no idea what that is, but I'm going to try to find that out before I actually jump on the plane.
Okay, yeah. And we can help you. We can help you take a look at what it would look like in Hawaii and take a look at those plans. But so your question is really, well, why are there differences? Well, every state has different laws concerning, you know, there are Medicare rules and laws and regulations. But every state has the right to adjust those laws. And so, you know, you can go into the state of New York and there are different laws there. Population sometimes drives what's available in a region. You know, we're fortunate in the Pittsburgh area, very blessed to be in a region where there's a lot of people turning 65 or over 65 still. I think Allegheny County is like the third largest county in America that has a population, third largest population of people 65 or older. And so, you know, because of that, carriers come to this region and they offer a variety of different plans. The state laws are in their favor. There's lots of competition, lots of different carriers. But if you go to other regions of the country, because of certain laws and because of the population, there might not be as many choices. And so you're absolutely right that it's not standardized across the country. You can find different rules in different places. My father lives in Florida, and he's always saying, hey, if I come back to Pittsburgh, can you get me a plan like the one I have in Florida? And the reality is I probably can't get exactly the plan, but I can get him something close. So that's a great question. If you want help with that, please give us a call. Call our agents today and set up an appointment. They can help you look at what it would be like. All we need to do is get a zip code from Hawaii, wherever you think you're going to be, and we'll help you narrow down what's available there and what it would cost.
All right, Rudy, thanks for the call. I can tell you, though, no matter where he is in Hawaii, it's the right place to be, especially on a day like today. All right, here's the deal. Anybody else out there that has any question about Medicare coverage, open enrollment period through March 31st, you need to call right now. The hour will get away from us very quickly. He's got a lot of stuff to get to, but we are going to take your calls as we always do. Number is 866-391-1020. If you want to set up an appointment with them, we have live advisors until noon, absolutely free, never a charge for their services, 888-818-6334. Now, that is also the number you can call to book your space at one of their free seminars. You got to call, though, or you go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Before we get into anything more, I want him to tell you where they're going to be in the coming days with these incredible seminars. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, we have these great learning opportunities available. February 22nd, that's this morning at 10 a.m., Christie Park Methodist Church, that's 436 29th Street in McKeesport. February 25th at 6 p.m., Mutual Aid Ambulance Service, 561 West Otterman Street, one of my favorite places, Greensburg, PA. March 4th at 6 p.m., the Quality Inn, that's 300 Tarentum Bridge Road in New Kensington. March 13th at 6 p.m., Holiday Inn Express, 181 Finley Road in Belle Vernon. March 18th at 2 p.m., we'll be at the UPMC Harbor Gardens. That's 1650 Metropolitan Street, Pittsburgh. And then March 26th at 6 p.m., we'll be at McCandless Franklin Park Ambulance Authority. That's 9925 Grubbs Road, Wexford, PA. All you got to do is call our number, 888-818-6334. We'll have one of our agents that answers. They'll help you register, or you could go online at MediConnect.com, go to the Seminars tab, click Western PA Seminars. You can register there. It doesn't ever cost you anything, but if you register, we'll have materials for you. We'll have a spot for you.
So when we come back after the news at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to be talking Medicare versus Medicare Supplement versus Medicare Advantage. Now, if you're out there and you're in this kind of conversation with yourself and you need some answers, you can get them right now in real time from our expert from the Inside Connection, MediConnect, of course, Mark Clark. Number to dial is 866-391-1020. And if you want to set up that appointment, very simple to do, 888-818-6334. Again, explain, we got 1 minute to the break. Explain to everyone what is the difference between the annual enrollment and the open enrollment.
Right. So annual enrollment period is that time every year, October 15th through December 7th. That's when anybody that's on Medicare can take a look at plans for the following year. It really centers around your drug coverage and making sure you have the right drug coverage going into the new year. Open enrollment, which we're in now, January 1st through March 31st, it's for people who are already on what's called a Medicare Advantage plan. You have another opportunity to choose a different plan. And again, this year there were so many changes. People are waking up and going to the pharmacy now, and all of a sudden they're realizing maybe I need to change my plan. Now's the time to do it.
All right, so how do you do it? You go to one of the seminars, you see what they have to offer, you go to the office, set up at a free appointment, never a charge for the services, and you keep listening to this show each and every week in the same time slot for years now. Absolutely love what they do. Their number is 888-818-6334. And if you have a question right now for Mark, 866-391-1020. Rob's coming up with a news update at the bottom of the hour, then back with more of the Inside Connection to good people at MediConnect today on KDK with your Prat Packs. Please stay with us.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Mark Clark is here. Your Pratt Pack is here. MediConnect, the inside connection. Again, if you have a question for him, open enrollment period through March 31st. Call us now. Don't put it off. 866-391-1020. And you can always call and set up an appointment. Never a charge for their services. We have advisors standing by until noon. 888-818-6334. So let's talk Medicare made simple. Medicare supplement versus Medicare Advantage. Mark.
Yeah, it's really important to understand the differences. And just so you know, at MediConnect, there, you know, you'll find a lot of brokers out there that will choose one side over the other. And our stance is we don't choose one side or the other because it just depends on your situation. It depends on your preferences. It depends on your tolerance for risk. It depends on your pocketbook or how much you travel. But what we love to do is we love to educate on how Medicare works and how it should work for you. And so let's talk about it, Medicare supplement versus Medicare Advantage. I can defend either one of them. I can tell you the weaknesses or strengths of either one of them. Let's talk Medicare supplement. Some key points. Medicare supplement plans help beneficiaries pay for the remaining expenses Medicare leaves behind. And so when you have Medicare Part A and B, everything doesn't get covered. There are deductibles. There's a percentage for Part B. Medicare is going to pay 80% of Part B procedures or charges, and you're going to pay 20%. So a supplement plan helps you pay for those extras. So what's left over after Medicare does what it's going to pay for. You have to be enrolled in Medicare Part A and B to purchase a Medicare supplement plan. Some people, again, I want to stress, Medicare is not known for making things simple. They use different terms for the same thing. Medicare supplement plan, and you'll hear people say Medigap plan, or I've even heard people say MedSup. Those are all the same exact thing. Medicare supplement, Medigap, it's the same product, just has a different name. Why do people call it Medigap? Because Part A and B pays for what it's going to pay for, and then your supplement plan or Medigap plan comes in and fills in all the areas that Medicare did not pay for, or almost all. Medicare supplement plans have standardized coverage regardless of the carrier you select. So, Rob, it doesn't matter if you go with a Highmark or a United Healthcare or an Aetna supplement plan, a Plan G is exactly the same. Now, where there can be differences is there can be differences in price, and there can also be differences. A lot of carriers, or several carriers in this region at least, have started in the last few years adding a little package that has some extra benefits to it. You pay a little more for that, somewhere between $15, $20, $30, sometimes even close to $50 more a month, but you'll get a discount on dental, vision, and hearing. Maybe you'll get silver sneakers or one of those type things so that you can have access to local gyms. But you do pay more for that with a Medicare supplement plan. Medicare supplement plans cover 10 million Medicare beneficiaries. They're also, as I said, called Medigap plans. These policies, again, will help you with your Medicare expenses, like deductibles and co-insurances. Medicare supplement plans are available to purchase in all 50 states. And they're popular with people who don't want to spend a lot more money out of pocket. They want to have a little more control over they want to be able to know what their healthcare costs are going to be more upfront. But they're going to cost you a little bit more. Supplement plans cost more in monthly premium, but they'll have little to no copays. Many people who are new to Medicare, they're surprised when they figure out that Medicare is only going to cover 80% of Part B expenses. What's Part B? Part B is doctors and outpatient coverage. Okay, so Medicare is going to pay 80%. You're going to be responsible for 20%. And quite honestly, that 20% could be pretty devastating financially if you have a serious illness. And so it's really important to understand. You can choose a Medicare supplement plan that will help you cover that 20%. It'll help you with some other things. But what it helps with the most, I think the people that love Medicare supplement plans are the people that just want to have peace of mind. They want to pay one price. They don't want to have to be worried about co-pays or deductibles or co-insurance. And so Medicare supplement plans are going to help with that cost. There are some drawbacks to Medicare supplement plans, but let's go on here. One thing you got to know is when you're first coming onto Medicare, you have a golden ticket, what we call the golden ticket. You have a one-time chance for open enrollment. It's a specific window when you first come on. It's usually a six-month window. Some states might give you an extension to have another opportunity to that, but you have this six-month window where you can get onto a supplement plan and you don't have to worry about what your health history is. Some primary reasons people love Medicare supplement policies are right here. Freedom to choose your own doctors and hospitals, because any hospital or doctor that'll take Medicare will take your supplement plan. You don't need referrals to go to a specialist. It's predictable out-of-pocket expenses that will cover whatever Medicare doesn't cover, it's going to help you cover. If you want zero out-of-pocket costs, it would be a Plan F supplement plan, but not everybody can qualify that for that anymore. But a Plan G is really close to that. Nationwide coverage. You can go anywhere where Medicare's accepted in the United States with your supplement plan. It's guaranteed renewable. Your company's never going to drop you as long as you pay your premium. And you don't have to worry about changing your plan. These plans are standardized. Supplement insurance is the easiest way to have the most predictable cost, and it's the strongest back-end coverage you can buy. You'll know exactly what's covered and what you're going to pay for what's covered if you choose a Medi-Get plan, if you choose one of those plans. Some other things to keep in mind about Medicare supplement insurance. You have to have Part A and Part B to have a Medi-Gap policy. Medicare supplement plans only cover one person at a time. So if your spouse is on Medicare too, they'll have to have an individual plan. Him or her will have to have their own plan. You can drop a Medicare supplement anytime. There's no annual election period for Medicare supplement plans. The annual election period in the fall is for drug coverage. That's what's really the focus there. It doesn't apply to Medicare supplement plans. Many carriers offer a household discount. If you and your spouse, or sometimes just somebody lives in your house, you're on a supplement plan by the same carrier, you'll get a discount. That can be 5-7%, sometimes as much as 14%. A couple drawbacks about Medicare supplement plans. They do not come with drug coverage. So if you need prescription coverage, actually you're required to get prescription drug coverage or you'll face a penalty. You have to buy a separate standalone Part D drug coverage plan. Those plans don't always cover prescription drugs as well as MAPDs or Advantage plans do. And if you want stuff like dental, vision, and hearing, yes, you can purchase a little part of a supplement plan that will give you a discount with that, but it's not really insurance. It's just a discount program. But if you want insurance to cover dental, vision, and hearing, you're going to have to buy a different third plan for that.
All right, let's hit the seminars. We'll take a break and we'll continue our thought process today. But don't forget, if you want to set up an appointment, you can call right now on this Saturday morning. We have those advisors until noon, 888-818-6334. And if you have a question for Mark you'd like to ask him on the radio, 866-391-1020. Here is where they will be.
Yeah. We have live seminars right here in Pittsburgh today. We have one at 10 a.m. Better rush over there if you want to go. February 22nd, 10 a.m. Christie Park Methodist Church, 436 29th Street in McKeesport. I know exactly where that's at. Just grew up right down the road from there. February 25th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Mutual Aid Ambulance Service at 561 West Ottoman Street in Greensboro, one of my favorite towns in Pennsylvania. March 4th at 6 p.m. Quality Inn, that's at 300 Tarentum Bridge Road in New Kensington. March 13th at 6 p.m., Holiday Inn Express, 181 Finley Road in Bell Vernon. March 18th at 2 p.m., UPMC Harbor Gardens, that's 1650 Metropolitan Street in Pittsburgh, and March 26th at 6 p.m., McCandless Franklin Park Ambulance Authority, 9925 Grubbs Road, Wexford, PA. Go online, mediconnect.com, click the seminars tab, or call our number, 888-818-6334. Our live advisors will help you register for the seminar.
All right, what are we going to do in the final segment?
We're going to talk about Medicare Advantage plans. We're going to try to wrap this up and compare the two. We'll try to cover that quickly so that people can understand the difference. I think we've explained supplements really well. We're going to talk about Advantage plans and how they're different. We're going to compare the two.
And we're going to give you a story from the front line to a new segment, and I think you're going to absolutely find it fascinating and intriguing if you haven't heard it. Lots more to come, and a call, too, if you want to get in here. 866-391-1020. Back with more in just a moment. It's the Inside Connection from the good folks at MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're going to get to a couple of calls, but before we do that, stories from the front line. Mark Clark, The Inside Connection, MediConnect with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
Yeah, this is a pretty personal one because it's a story for my wife. My wife, her name's Dawn Renee, and we've been happily married for 35 years. And, you know, she works with MediConnect too. I always say, I'm the one that recruited her, and then she outsold me. So there you go. She's a great agent. She loves helping people. She loves what she does. But just this week, she was helping a lady from New York, the state of New York, and because this lady needed to change her coverage because she had gotten a letter that said her doctor was no longer going to take the coverage that she had, the carrier that she had, and she wanted to still see that doctor. And sometimes this happens because carriers and providers, doctors groups, they negotiate contracts. And just like anything you see in the NFL or Major League Baseball, sometimes they don't come to an agreement on a contract. And so long story short, Dawn Renee was able to help this lady find coverage that was $40 less a month in premium. She was going to save her around $900 this year in her drug costs. And guess what, Rob? She was able to find her a plan that her doctor was going to take. And I call that win-win-win, right? That's why we love doing what we do. We love helping people. And so kudos to my wife. Kudos to anybody that calls us because we can help you.
All right. Let's take some of these calls. Let's go to Gloria in Brackenridge. Hey, Gloria.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to talk to the gentleman on the phone and ask him if I have pretty good insurance.
Do me a favor. Do not mention the healthcare organization that you are currently having coverage with. That's for everybody that phones in. Do not mention the name. But go ahead. Just give us a once over. Go ahead.
Oh, you mean the supplement?
Don't mention who the healthcare carrier's name. Go ahead.
Well, it was Medicare, and we've been on Medicare for 4 years now since I retired.
Okay.
And I got well. Is it okay to say the drugs?
The drug's okay, yeah.
Okay. We have WellCare, and we're on Medicare. And my rep says I have the best, and we haven't changed in 4 years. And we don't get all them extras, but she said I'm pretty much covered for anything and any kind of procedure that we would ever need, which I think is pretty true. But we do have to meet a deductible, I think. Like I went to the doctors, and her charge is pretty high, and I have to pay like $100 and some, but right. I think if I meet the deductible, we're pretty much covered under this.
So you have a Medicare supplement plan?
Yes, sir.
And it, is it, what do you have, a plan G or a plan N?
I have a plan N.
A plan N. Okay. Yeah. There is a deductible. It's $257. That's a once-a-year deductible. And sometimes when you go to the doctor at the beginning of the year or have a hospital stay, you know, what will happen is a doctor's visit, they're probably only going to take a portion of that for your visit. You know, you only have to pay. But once you meet that deductible in a year, then you won't have any other copays. Now, on a plan N, you do have a couple extra copays. It's up to $20 for a doctor's visit and up to $50 for an emergency room visit. And so, you know, but what happens with a plan N is that lowers your monthly premium sum from a plan G. So Yep, you could be subject to a deductible on that. But yeah, you're covered. Plan N's a great plan. My wife and I often talk when we're ready for Medicare that a Plan N is a pretty good option because you get the strength of a supplement. You have a couple co-pays, but you still have that really good high-quality coverage for a lot of that extra expense that Medicare is going to have for you.
Sir, we needed help with drugs, so we applied for PACE and we qualified. That's good.
Yeah, that is good. Everybody that's turned 65 should apply for PACE. You'd be surprised how high your income can be to qualify for that. That's a state program that can help you with your prescription coverage. Sounds like you got great coverage in place. And, you know, if you have more questions, you want some more details, just call our number right now, 888-818-6334. I got two really good agents on the line. They'll be happy to set up something and sit with you this week. And unless you already work with somebody at MediConnect, would be happy to help you.
All right. Hey, thank you for the call. Let's get Linda in here. Linda, go ahead. But again, do not mention your carrier's name. Go ahead. What's your question?
Good morning, guys. Mark,
good
I have
morning.
A question. This is a true or false question. If you have a Medigap plan, is it true or false that your provider does not need to obtain prior authorization for tests and procedures?
So, you don't have to get prior authorization. At Medicare Advantage plans are managed care, so that's why you'd have to get prior authorization. Now, one thing you'll deal with supplement plans, with your Medigap plans, is if Medicare doesn't cover it, that's Part A and B doesn't cover it, your supplement's not required to cover it either. So that's the caveat there.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you for the call. Okay. Take a couple of minutes. We got about 2 minutes left to do what you need to do.
Absolutely. Okay. So we've talked about Medicare supplement plans. We're going to talk about Medicare Advantage plans in the next few minutes here. Medicare Advantage plans were put in place to give people an option that was a lower cost option. Medicare Advantage plans are Part C. Basically, what you're doing is agreeing to receive your Medicare benefits through a private plan instead of original Medicare. You do have to keep Part A and Part B in order to have a Medicare Advantage plan. You still got to pay for that Part B premium. Advantage plans operate within networks, and they are managed care. And so there are some restrictions. Some networks are more restrictive than others, so you got to be aware of that. There are different times to enroll, enrollment periods. There's your initial enrollment period when you're turning 65 or coming off group coverage. There's the annual election period. There's more open enrollment that we're in right now. So you got to be aware of those. You can't just change your Medicare Advantage plan kind of on a whim any day you want. Medicare Advantage plans were created way back in 1997, Bill Clinton's administration, with the Balanced Budget Act. They're commonly called Part C also. Congress designed them to help beneficiaries have a lower premium option and help, you know, some people miss their option to get open enrollment for Medicare supplement plans. They come in two types, Medicare Advantage, right, that does not have drug coverage, and MAPDs that does have drug coverage. Really strong options this year. So it's in this region, we have strong options in Medicare Advantage plans. So it's really important to understand it and know that you have options.
Listen, some of the stuff we didn't get to, we'll pick up next week, but you can always set up an appointment. Remember, it's free. Their services are free. You can do it now. We have those advisors there until noon today, 888-818-6334. And for the seminars to register, you can call that number and get a complete look at them. Go simply MediConnectInsurance.com, where you can also click on the seminars tab to become a part of those free seminars, but you have to reserve your space. Mark, good stuff.
Thank you so much. Good to see you, Ron.
All right, news coming up next.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.